and I miss that, because that's the human connection that I need every day. Mm-hmm. So I liked high school. Again, I mean, the staff was really supportive. I still have friends that are teachers of mine that I still see and we'll check up on all the time. And, I'm back there directing, so it's obviously a community that welcomes people back. And as a director there, as, like, an adult, it's very interesting to see that the community dynamic of the school hasn't changed. Parents are still as active and as wonderful as they always were. They get involved. They're involved in PTA. They're involved in shows. I have parents sewing and building sets and coming on Saturdays and painting and getting dirty and laughing and dancing. And, I have amazing parents helping out with this show. And the students are great. They're really eager and excited, and they work hard, and they want to be a part of something, which is what I always felt in the school, was that it was actually a community, even though there was, separate groups and one end of the spectrum next to the other. You always felt like at the end of the day, you were all still a community, a high school.
Was athletics a big thing? Was the sports teams important?
Yeah. Yeah, they were. The sports teams were really important. But as I said, we were the first, we were there when it opened. So our poor football team took a couple years to get their feet on the ground. But that didn't mean we supported them any less. We all had pep rallies and we all went to the games and we were proud of our losing streak.
Well, I'm freaking wild.
Yes.
We talked about separate groups of school. Another group that older people might talk a little bit about integration time. Were there African Americans in Roswell going to school with you, or other Hispanic, other groups at school with you, and how was the relationship between white students and other ethnic groups?
There were African American students in our school. There were some, a small percentage, that were from Roswell. The majority were bused up from South Fulton County during the M2M program, which is now sort of being eliminated. So there were a lot of kids, there were a lot of African Americans, and there were more as the school, in the first year there weren't as many as there were when I left. Mm-hmm. And I would say I never felt any sort of racial tension, but there definitely was, the black kids hung out with the black kids and the white kids hung out with the white kids, and when there was integration it was through something like sports or theater. That was when you would see groups of people of different races sort of hanging out, but for the most part, there tended to be sort of racial bonding. Ethnic groups would stick together. The few Indian people I remember would usually stick together. Though the fewer of the ethnic group there were, the more they were integrated, because they had to be. But yeah, there were a lot of African American kids actually towards the end, and they seemed to be. They seemed to be fine, but I'm sure that was just because I was in my own little world and didn't know what was actually going on. I knew that there were a lot of racial tensions because there's still racial, we're still in the South and this is still Atlanta, and there's always going to be some sort of racial tension, but it seemed to be on a much smaller scale than I'd ever seen before.
Are you aware of the historically black area in Roswell? Do you know where that is? Do you know of it at all?
I know there's one, but I don't know where it is.
They wouldn't have gone this until they had their kids there or anything. But
right.
The other community in Roswell that we ask people about, I just wonder if you're aware of, the Roswell Mill, do you know where that is?
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of any of the history of the mill at all, or do you?
A little bit. Not enough to recite it and sound mm-hmm. intelligent, but I know that we were taken there when I was in elementary school and taught what had happened there, but I can't. It was used in the Civil
it's
War.
It's not like a...
yeah. Yep.
More high school stuff. What kind of clothes were popular? What was the style people were dressing in when you were in school?
Well,